the Promised Land. With the first purchase of 33 acres, including 1,000 feet of ocean front, on January 31, 1935, American Beach became a reality. The original boundaries were Julia Street to the north, Lewis Street to the south, Mary Street on the west, and the Atlantic Ocean to the east. A second purchase that added 100 adjoining acres was acquired in 1936. The final 83 acres, with 1,500 feet of shoreline, were granted to the Pension Bureau by the United States government in 1946. It happened through the efforts of First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt, bringing the total to 216 acres. The lots measured 50 feet by 100 feet and sold for $200 each on the shoreline and $100 inland. The beach attracted thousands of visitors throughout the Southeast. Many came by bus as a part of large group excursions, which greatly taxed the limited public facilities available on the beach. In response, the Pension Bureau hired Willie Rivers to build cabins for the Afro executives and public pavilions with bathhouses and restaurants. Most of the lots were sold to professionals, morticians, attorneys, educators, and physicians. The individual lots moved slower, with only 25 out of 200 lots sold by 1940. These are the words of Marvin Betch, speaking of her great-grandfather, A.L. Lewis. I can still hear his voice. There was this ritual on Sundays. You ate, you went to church, you went to the cemetery. From there, we'd go to the beach. This was from Easter to Labor Day. It was that ritual. As children, we looked forward to this. Traveling to this beautiful, pristine location, nearly 40 miles from Jacksonville, was an adventure well worth the hardship of riding in cars and buses when the road was unpaved and rocky. The trip took the Lewises, Waldrons, Greggs, Bernies, and other Afro-American insurance company families out of the city, heading north and east past the well-established black enclave at New Berlin, skirting the perimeter of Kingsley Plantation on Fort George Island, over a series of bridges connecting a string of stepping stone islands. Little Talbot, Big Talbot, Fort George. All of that happened before crossing Nassau Sound onto Amelia Island. In 1950, the Pension Bureau built and opened the $125,000 fully equipped A.L. Lewis Motel. There were good times on American Beach. Indeed, it was known as a Negro Ocean Playground.